Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world? Then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
And good evening. Good Wednesday to everybody out there in the Fruited Plain. Dave here, Whiskey Dave, in the chair for Joe Messina. It is a pleasure being with you on this Wednesday evening. I will be with you for the next three, count them, 1, 2, 3 hours. Got a couple of great guests. And we're going to be talking about the state of the nation as it stands tonight on this day after tax day in 2023. If you are following Joe, he is off tonight, and he will be back tomorrow. And you can always find Joe at the Joe Messina Show or the JoeMessina.com, JoeMessina.com. And if you'd like to chime in sometime tonight, hour two is probably going to be best, but we will certainly take them as they come in at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'm Whiskey Dave here in the chair for Joe tonight. Now, on Saturday, just in case you don't watch the news, most people don't anymore. For those of us who do follow the news, we still don't watch it. Because why would you? It is absolutely propaganda sponsored by the pharmaceutical companies and the banks, and they are telling you what they want you to hear, not what you need to hear. Well, it's interesting because one of the big things that happened over the weekend, which kind of spilled over into the week, is may or may not be a direct result of the recent election that we just saw in Chicago, but hundreds, possibly thousands, of teenagers massed in the Chicago Loop around 9 p.m. Saturday evening after social media posts called for a meetup near Millennium Park. You may remember that name if you don't live in Chicago. You probably have heard of Millennium Park. It's where Barack Obama had his acceptance speech after he won the election in 2008. And when you take a look at the video of thousands, it does look like thousands, of children, youngsters, teenagers, absolute havoc took place there and across the city where activity, we had officers that were placed to quickly respond to these active incidents and large gatherings where you had people beating each other up, you had gunfire, you had a couple of people that were killed, you had stab wounds, it was absolute anarchy. Absolute anarchy. And Chicago Mayor-elect Brandon Johnson, you know, the... when you've got people suggesting that, you know, Lori Lightfoot actually was not all that bad compared to this guy, it tells you how far crazy this tiny select group of voters in Chicago voted for this guy. It's a very, very small number of people that voted. Most people did not vote on election day for their mayor. The Windy City's downtown was urged by Brandon Johnson to not demonize the hordes of rampaging young people who, they were just out. They were just cruising. You know, so they set some cars on fire. So they clashed with the cops. So they damaged private property. Johnson is a progressive Democrat. The guy is a former teachers union organizer. He was elected mayor just a couple of weeks ago. And his statement on Sunday, basically reacting to this disorder in his city that resulted in shootings and more than a dozen arrests, he says, "In no way do I condone the destructive activity we saw on the Loop and Lakefront this weekend. It's unacceptable and has no place in our city." All right, good start. However, it is not constructive to demonize youth who have otherwise been starved of opportunities in their own communities. You get that, folks? You understand what he's saying here? It's your fault. It's your fault that the raving hordes of humanity that basically were trying to tear down the city over the weekend is in no way their fault. They are not responsible for their own behavior. He said, "Our city must work together to create spaces for youth to gather safely and responsibly under adult guidance and supervision to ensure that every part of our city remains welcome for both residents and visitors." Oh, all right. How long is it going to take before people wake up and realize that the people that they're electing, just because they come out and they voice these epithets towards, well, let's call them racist epithets, towards the people in power, the whites, they're talking about white privilege, they're talking about reparations, that these are the worst people in the world to lead these cities. And we're now seeing results all across the country. We're seeing it in Portland. We're seeing stores. 2,600 businesses have left, including Walmart, Cracker Barrel, they've left the city. 2,600 businesses in, I've been to Portland. It's not a huge city, folks. Whole Foods on Market Street. I remember going in there in San Francisco. They closed their doors. I mean, it is absolutely a pandemic, if you want to call it that, of businesses leaving New York, Los Angeles, Portland, St. Louis, Atlanta, and of course, Chicago. Why are these businesses leaving? Well, after the break, we're going to have Dave Carter, the purveyor over at Dave Carter Online. He's going to be talking about, are Democrats purposely destroying our cities? And if so, why? Whiskey Dave here in the chair for Joe Messina. Don't go away, folks. We've got a great 3 hours coming up for you on this fun Wednesday night.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Welcome back, Real Side Radio, across the Fruited Plain. Whiskey Dave here in the chair tonight. It is such a beautiful evening out there. I hope you guys are enjoying it as much as I am, and trying to, because when we're taking a look at what is going on across this Fruited Plain, my goodness, the cities, they just seem to be devolving into this internal, just downward spiral. And to talk about this, a great guest. We've had him on many a time, and I'm delighted to have him back on again tonight. Dave Carter, who is a columnist, a podcaster, radio show host, former private detective, and retired senior military historian. And you can find Dave and his writings and his podcast over at DaveCarterOnline.com. Dave, welcome back to the show, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing great, sir. Thank you. How are you?
Doing really well. Thank you so much. And gotta just want to get straight into it with you here because,
All right. Hey,
listen, you left Memphis, Tennessee for the friendlier confines of Florida. Democrat progressive policies across the country right now, we're starting to see just massive numbers of businesses. I was just saying before the break here, 2,600 businesses in Portland alone. I don't know if you've been to Portland, Dave. It's a relatively small town. It's a small city. 2,600 businesses in Portland, including Walmart and Cracker Barrel, have left the city. Whole Foods is leaving San Francisco. We're seeing the disaster that is just unveiling itself upon the American population of what just took place in Chicago over the weekend, where you had massive hordes of teens over at the very same park. Barack Obama, he accepted his presidential win back in 2008, Millennial Park. What is happening in our cities, Dave?
You know, I've heard it said before, and I think we all have, that cities and states to some extent are laboratories of democracy. And what works in one place may not work in the other, which is why people ostensibly would pay attention to what works and what doesn't work and embrace, you know, the tried and true formulas. And places like Portland, like Chicago, like Memphis, where I lived for a while, like Montgomery, Atlanta, Birmingham, other places like that, they take counterintuitive ideas and embrace them because they're counterintuitive. It's the temptation to be the iconoclast. And so when they do that, things blow up. But they mean well. You know, they mean well, they do ill, so they justify their ill doing by their well-meaning. I think what undergirds the whole thing is a reluctance of people to take responsibility for their own actions, or the reluctance to blame politically favored constituencies for the results of for the responsibilities for their own actions. And so what you do is you blame the cops. You blame the gun. You blame anything you can except the people that are actually trashing the place.
We just saw that Chicago elected Brandon Johnson. This is an ultra-progressive. When you got people in Chicago saying Lori Lightfoot was actually not so bad compared to this guy, what you're talking about is that these extreme far leftist, I don't even call them leftists anymore, let's just call them Marxist progressives that are winning in cities, where you're seeing that the actual people that are voting on these elections are very, very small numbers, plus huge amounts of money coming from leftist groups outside of the city. What is this saying regarding the people in those cities alone? Either they're voting for this or they're so apathetic they don't even know it's election day, right?
I think that's the case. I think the political constituencies for this kind of activity are damn near insurmountable, and I think they have the electoral machine to back them up. Now, the people that suffer the most are the folks that live in communities that are just savaged by this kind of thing day in and day out. They actually want the police around. They want somebody to pick up the phone and help them whenever their home's being broken into, when they're being attacked. But the people whose policies these belong to are people that live in gated communities and places like that, so they don't have to worry about that. It's an abstraction to them. It's a faculty lounge theory that is imploding in cities across the country, and the businesses, of course, reacting as they should. Several years back, we had a grocery store chain in Memphis, and they closed one of their stores that was in a crime-ridden area of the particularly bad crime-ridden area part of the city. And the customers were being attacked, being robbed constantly. So they just closed shop and they left. And immediately the people that you would expect stood up and said, no, that's racist. You're supposed to stay open and let us rob you blind. It beggars the imagination. It just boggles the mind. So I don't want to get in these people's heads and figure out what they're thinking, to be honest, because it'd be a scary place.
Listen, we're quick to talk about progressive policies. We're quick to talk about the victocrats. We're quick to talk about reverse racism. We're quick to talk about the teachers' unions and the George Soroses of the world and the crazies amongst all of them.
Right.
But, listen, I take a look at something that is darker and maybe even larger than the tools to apply this evil. And that is, it seems to be a dwindling morality, if you will, where we've got kids that are showing up in droves, spawned by social media, and they're shooting each other, they're stabbing each other, they're breaking into stores, they're stealing, and I think, listen, we can go back to 2020 and we can see the BLM riots, and none of those people, none of them were arrested, or if they were arrested, they were immediately let go thanks to Kamala Harris's fundraising.
Right.
Are we looking at a moral decline that is unlike what we saw in 1968 or any other times in our history, whereby we are kind of past the Rubicon at this point?
It's more than a decline, Dave. I really believe that it's an implosion. And I don't know how you recover from it. My suggestion in Memphis, which would never happen because it requires a great deal of political will, is to bring in whatever you need to restore order, to have a curfew, what have you, and make sure that people know that you mean business. Don't turn the courthouse, the jailhouse, into a revolving door. But I think you put your finger on something. We have generations, multiple generations of people that have been raised without both parents in the home, without a father that was involved in their lives. And so they are learning whatever they need to learn, or they think they need to learn, about how to be a man on the street. And so, and again, this is not just one generation. This has been going on for a long time. Thomas Sowell, who we both admired, has talked about his days as a child in Harlem many years ago. And nobody ever thought about locking their doors at night, because the family ethos was strong, very strong. And this kind of thing was unthinkable.
Right, right. We've got Dave Carter, who you can find over at DaveCarterOnline.com. And we're going to be sticking through the break here and talking about a whole heck of a lot more. One of my favorite guests. Folks, do not go away. We'll be right back here at Realside Radio. We've got a fun 3 hours here tonight. Don't go away, folks.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Vantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Concerns about Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas's failure to disclose gifts and luxury travel he received from a Republican donor are being sent to a judicial committee. The director of the Judicial Conference of the United States wrote in a letter to a pair of Democratic lawmakers that she has passed along their concerns about Thomas and a recent report from ProPublica to the committee. Well, lawmakers are worried Justice Thomas has something to hide. The U.S. war in Afghanistan was a, quote, strategic failure.
The U.S.-supported Afghan government and military collapsed almost immediately as U.S. forces began their final withdrawal from the country.
That's what Defense Department Inspector General Robert Storch told the House Oversight Committee during a hearing on the U.S. exit from Afghanistan. The Republican-led committee is reviewing the Biden administration's actions surrounding the withdrawal of troops in 2021. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
Now I'm going to try and translate it all for you, folks. Happy Wednesday. It is a pleasure being with you the first of 3 hours tonight on Wednesday on the GCN and Salem Radio Network. Joe Messina is out tonight saving the world, and I am sitting in as I am prone to do on a regular basis. And to join us tonight, to get us going into this crazy cacophony of all the issues that, boy, this is just like, you know those Dave Carter with Dave Carter Online, a prognosticator of prognosticators. He's a fantastic writer and even better radio voice and podcast. You can find him at DaveCarterOnline.com. Dave, you know when you're standing in those cash grab booths from the 1970s game shows and you got to stick as much money into your coat as you can to catch it?
Right, yeah.
When I sit down and I figure out what I want to talk about on a radio show.
Oh, my gosh. Well,
there's so many issues.
That's a better analogy than what I have. I feel more like the only fire hydrant at the Westminster Dog Show. So yeah, I get it.
All right. I want to get your perspective on this. Couple of weeks ago, we all woke up to news that Bud Light, and I don't particularly care for Bud Light, but I did just learn that one of my favorite beers, Stella Artois, is an Anheuser-Busch company. Who knew?
Uh-oh.
But Bud Light had sponsored Dylan Mulvaney. He's a man who has become famous for pretending to be a ditzy teenage girl, I guess is the way to say it.
That's so, polite, yes.
Yeah, so if you bought a Bud Light, you found yourself financing, promoting radical transgender ideology, which includes, by the way, if you support that, you're supposed to be supporting chemical castration, surgical mutilation for children. If you came out and said that this is wrong, you, according to Twitter, who just reversed course in the last 24 hours, by the way, if you spoke about this in a negative way, you were banned. You were cast out. You were sent to Siberia. And what I'm referring to on Twitter, by the way, Dave, I don't know if you saw, but Twitter just reversed their policy of banning you if you use a term called dead naming, referring to a transgender person by the previous name. That's
just
been reversed. It's a good direction. But anyway, I wanted to get your perspective on this because we're in a world of cloud cuckoo land right now, and you raised something really interesting to me, and I wanted to get your perspective on it, where we can't discuss ethnicity, we can't discuss you know, the differences between us, except for the fact that you may decide that you want to transition from a woman to a man to a woman, just because you've decided to mental. Explain your perspective on this and the comparison to the racist aspects of what we are now living under in our culture.
It wasn't that long ago. Well, it was probably ancient history in the political world, but it wasn't that long ago where people complained about something they called cultural appropriation. The epitome of that, for example, would be someone that performed in blackface, or someone that had an afro or something of that nature. And you, at that point, you were guilty of appropriating a culture that wasn't your own. You're not supposed to do that. And of course, Elizabeth Warren. Well, never mind. Anyway, so it was cultural appropriation. It was racist. It was awful. But you can pretend to be a woman. Now, my question is, why is that not sexual appropriation or sexist or even a feminist culture appropriation? Why is that not wrong? I can tell you right now that if for example, could I decide right now that I'm going to be an African American lady and then Would people have to be obliged to go along with that? 75 years old, African-American lady. Would they go along with that? As a matter of fact, if I went to the hospital and identified myself with that and said I have cancer, am I entitled to radiation treatment? At some point, you have to say, no, that's nuts. People can say what they wish, what they want to pretend to be, but it is pretend. They can say that a man can say he's a woman, a unicorn, Napoleon. It doesn't matter, but don't expect me to salute. But again, we get back to the question of why is it not. I saw something recently that said if it's racist if blackface is racist, then womanface is sexist. So why one appears and why one applies in one area but not the other? I haven't figured that one out yet.
Well, I think you raise a really interesting point, and the idea that it comes down to, well, you're not just painting your face to suggest that you're black, maybe you're doing it as a joke or whatever, but it's whatever you absolutely identify as, which means that there is a mental condition and we should give you the benefit of the doubt. For example, you've decided that you want to become a 75-year-old American-African woman of color. Let's call you Rachel Dolezal's older sister, okay?
Okay.
And you decided that you wanted to primp yourself up and you took, different skin toning chemicals and the like. All right. Who amongst us is to say that is wrong if you truly believe that? The problem that I have is, Dave, you want to become Rachel Dolezal's older sister? You do you. Go for it, girl.
Right.
But if you decide that you want to now, if you get arrested, go into the woman's prison, or you want to join the woman's swim team, or all of the thousands of other examples that now we're starting to see go into the woman's toilets or whatever it may be, now you're infringing your dementia, or not dementia, but your
delusions.
Excuse me?
Your delusions.
Your delusions, thank you. Upon society. And that's where I think society has something to say. What say you?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And what we're watching right now is the evisceration of women's sports. We're watching the evisceration of femininity itself. When guys can say, I'm a woman, therefore I'm going to go into the locker room and change with other women. A guy says, I identify as a woman, I'm going to go into the ladies' restroom. At which point, of course, if it's my granddaughter and she's in there, then he will emerge with missing teeth and I will identify as the tooth fairy. Because it's just, there's no sense in us having to play along with these delusions. We can call them whatever. There's a difference in tolerating something and being required to approve of it. There's a difference in saying, okay, you do you. There's another thing for you to insist in the societal approbation of you doing you and infringing on the rights of other people to be secure, to be safe.
I think this raises another issue. And, I mean, all of this stuff feels like it's 5 minutes old. But it's really been percolating now for probably at least 4, 5, 6 years, maybe the best part of a decade. But it really is now hitting critical mass. And the part that is hitting critical mass is, I think that these Gen Zs, or younger millennials that have graduated school, college, grad school, very leftist, been indoctrinated. Like, for example, Bud Light's VP of marketing, Alyssa Heinerscheid, right? I don't know if you saw her interview. She was referring to Bud Light's commercials being very fratty. And, you know, we need to talk to the people that we're not getting right now. Like, you know, all those transgender, you know, wannabes that are drinking Bud Light. Okay.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But we're now seeing this happen in the boardrooms now across America. I mean, remember a few years ago we had the Gillette ad that everybody went apoplectic over? None of those companies are coming out and apologizing. They're not reversing course. It seems like it's becoming almost, you know, ubiquitous in many of these boardrooms.
It's just that they are catering or trying to court favor with the way the political winds are blowing right now, and the customers be damned. They're going to do with what they think is going to make the government involved happy with them, because that's where they get their tax breaks and whatever else that they need. And they're just tripping over each other and tripping over themselves to be just as trendy and forward leaning as possible. And that to them makes sense. I have to assume they're operating on a different level of morality, or if that even figures into it, but it's bizarre. And I really believe it's a very vocal minority, but that minority happens to have the levers of power at the moment.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely, I think you nailed it. They've become incentivized. And these companies have become incentivized, and we're talking about big companies, you know, like BlackRock and State Street, that, you know, they're focused on good social credit scores, if you will. And so companies like Anheuser-Busch and Gillette and others, they just want to get a seat at the table where the politicians and these Leviathan investment firms are feeding these woke corporations the billions upon billions that investors are giving them. And this is where they're deciding to send it. I want to get your impression upon our political situation. If you want to stick through the break, I'd love to hear your perspective on what we're seeing right now in the politics of the day. Tell everybody where they could find you in our last minute here before our commercial.
They can find me at DaveCarterOnline.com. You can also look up the Dave Carter Show, my podcast. It's on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify. It's on the Ricochet Audio Network, and I'm having all kinds of fun on the show and on my website.
Terrific. We'll be right back with Dave Carter and Whiskey Dave here in the chair for Joe. We'll be right back here after the break. Don't go away, folks. Got a lot more coming up tonight.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I'm Ben Utek.
I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to mamby-pamby land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Don't be a jackwagon, folks. Listen to the Real Side Radio every night here on the Salem Radio GCN network across the Fruited Plain. And it is a delight for me to be sitting in the chair tonight. And also an even more delight to have my good friend Dave Carter, who you can find over at Dave Carter Online. And the Dave Carter, what is it, Dave? The Dave Carter Show?
Dave Carter Show, yeah. No one else will have to be me. No one else wants to do that. So, yeah, Dave Carter Show.
I wanted to get your perspective on the political state of our nation right now. And, you know, there's a screening happening right now at University of Iowa. And I just wanted to share this with you, and you probably haven't seen this. Matt Walsh, who you know from the Daily Wire, What is a Woman?
Right.
He has a screening at University of Iowa, and Antifa and far less extremists are trying to cause attendees at this screening to fall down stairs by dumping marbles all over the ground. This is a perfect example of the state of our discourse, that we can no longer even talk with each other. We want you injured and dead. You just did an interview this week, and you were talking about the perspective of voters right now. And how, you know, I'd love to get your opinion on this, because as voters are taking a look at what we are looking at right now, the morale of us as we're looking at the state of our nation and the people that we're trying to at least have just diplomatic discussions with are resorting to tactics like pouring marbles all over steps so people can break their heads open. What are we doing? What's happening to our country, Dave?
Well, we're trying to have a conversation, but when they pour the little marbles out, and whenever they do what they did to the judge, and at Stanford, I believe it was, and those students just they had to leave under protection, I believe, and they cannot hold up in a debate. They've lost the debate, so all they can do is shout, scream, and try to violently intimidate people and threaten people to get them to hush. They don't want a debate. They just want what the science has settled, as they say so many times on other subjects. They don't have the argument to counter good, decent, good sense. And so they're like little kids throwing a temper tantrum unhappily. And, you know, they've got the backing, unfortunately, of significant parts of faculty.
Yeah, that's another point, a very good point as well. These are indoctrination factories, and goes back to what we were talking about in the previous segment, that these kids are graduate kids, young adults are graduating colleges. My son's graduating college in June, and thank goodness I've played goalie and kept him in play the whole time to at least try to be open-minded to this, you know. But these indoctrination factories and these young adults are now going into corporate America, and we're seeing these Bud Light examples all across the place. But, if we watch this closely, there's a lot of us, especially of our age group, Gen X, baby boomers, and the like. Right. And we're just scratching our heads, looking at each other now, Dave, and saying, what happened? How did we just get so asinine? How did everything get so stupid? Do you think that's impacting voters and their enthusiasm for voting for change? Or are you seeing people just becoming, I would suggest, maybe more apathetic and just saying, to heck with it all, I'm just going to go fishing?
I think people in our age group, or my age group certainly, will continue to vote and will continue to speak out. We've been through too much, in my case, 20 years in uniform defending the country. I'm not going to just roll over. But I'm under no illusion, even though I think folks like you and I will continue to speak up for what is right and make our voices heard here and at the voting booth. I don't think we're under any illusion about where the direction that the trajectory is heading right now. And it's not good. It's not good. And I don't know that we recover from it, to be quite honest. I mean, if they can cheer a president who has got to be the most inarticulate person who ever gargled, then what else is there left? If they will tear things up in Chicago, they will tear still marble. I know you said that and I believe you, but it's just incomprehensible that people would resort to something that dumb and that dangerous. They really want to hurt people is what it is. They can't stand to make the argument. We do what we do. In my case, I don't do it with blinders on. I kind of have an idea of where things are headed. I hope it changes, but I'm afraid that in my own opinion, I think that ship has already sailed.
You're a former security forces member. What does it look like? Where do you see us 10 years from now? They're already saying that the kids are too fat to join the military, so they're lowering the standards. We're looking at Taiwan that's going to be eventually overtaken by China. We're looking at Ukraine and Russia. We're looking at France now going behind the scenes with China to try and find a peace accord. America seems to be knocked off its top spot in the world. What are we looking at this country in the next 10 years, do you think?
I think we have one slim chance, and you and I talked about this last time that you were kind enough to have me on, is bringing things to the local level, the school board level, the county level, the city level, the state level, and affecting change on those areas. For example, Florida has got it going on at the moment, and you don't see, at least here in the panhandle, you don't see the kind of civil unrest and the rampant crime this area that you see in other places, because they just don't deal with it here. They deal with it, but they deal with it decisively. So if enough people stand up and take that kind of action and demand that sort of government, there is a slim chance Otherwise, in 10 years, I mean, we're on the way to a complete dystopia, I think. Our cities are already there, and people will leave the cities they can, and the cities will implode. The question is, will the rest of the country go that way? Unless we do something real fast, I'm afraid it will.
Well, the latest report that's just come out this week, I saw that it suggested that over 2 million people have left the inner cities across this country. They're going to red states, they're going to the suburbs, wherever it may be. So it's already happening. It's already happening. And the problem is that you're leaving the very people that could ill afford to defend themselves, and you're seeing things like Chicago that's just downward spiraling.
Whenever the people that can actually do leave, they take their income with them.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why you see these stores all leaving, the inner cities.
The tax base isn't there to protect these places.
Yeah, so that leaves me with our final discussion point, because I always respect your opinion, and I think that you really nail it on the head sometimes. I remember talking with you in 2018 and 2017 about, what we could expect, and you and I voiced a lot of the same concerns back then. Talk to me a little bit about what we're seeing right now. Civil war. You got Trump, you got maybe DeSantis. I'm already starting to see Trump commercials or MAGA PAC commercials against DeSantis, who is your governor. What are we looking at over the next, 18 months or whatever it is until the next election?
I would like to think that enough people have seen what's happening on the federal level and want Jeff Dunham to come get his puppet back and out of the White House.
Walter.
Failing that, I mean, we're screwed. But I think I hope enough people have seen that they want decisive change. In terms of Trump and DeSantis, honestly, I love our governor. I mean, he's done an amazing job here. But I think we need to have that kind of person at the top, at the helm in the White House. I hope they don't just maul each other to the point that neither one of them are worth a fig whenever it comes time for the general election. I don't know. I just hope that's not the case. And I hope that the Republican field isn't so absolutely packed that the vote is so dispersed if we don't get a decisive winner anyway. I don't underestimate the GOP's ability to screw it up. That's my fear. Like they're doing with the debt ceiling right now. That's my fear.
What impact, if any, do you think RFK Jr. is going to have on the Democrat field? And is he going to actually even pull some Republicans that are going to play Operation Chaos with him?
I have to confess, I have not followed what he's been doing. So
okay.
I would hope somebody can talk some sense into Walter and in the White House. But I haven't followed what he's been doing.
Yeah. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who I think you've interviewed. I've had him on my show a couple of times. He just announced and actually made the formal announcement today that he is running in the primary. So there's Marianne Williamson, who's the crazy loony, and RFK. But RFK has come out with 14% support already, which is actually unheard of for a candidate to come against a sitting president at this stage. So that could be really interesting. A lot of people were very, very angry about the lockdowns, the shutdowns, the unholy relationship between the corporations and the media in regards to the pharmaceutical companies and getting everybody the jab. So that's going to be really interesting. Yeah. Dave, please tell everybody where they can find you, what they can find when they do find you, and you've got a couple of sites.
Well, you can find me sitting next to St. Andrews Bay here in the Panhandle, but I don't want you to do that because the drinks are too good and the sunsets are perfect. Otherwise, you go to DaveCarterOnline.com, and you'll see a list of some of my articles that I've written to various podcasts. I have a little page there called The Inkwell, where I write more introspective and reflective pieces. And then there's the podcast, which very soon I'm hoping to get one Whiskey Dave on the podcast here real quick, and we'll continue this discussion some more. So both of those places will work just fine. DaveCarterOnline.com and The Dave Carter Show.
The best voice in all of podcast and radio. Thank you so much, Dave, for sharing with us your wisdom tonight. And I look forward to joining you on your show down the road, whenever that may be. Thank you so much, Dave. Have a great evening there in Florida.
You too.
All right. And, folks, we'll be back for the final 2 hours here at Realside Radio. Don't go away. We got a lot more coming up and a lot of exciting subjects coming up. Don't go away. Don't touch that dial.